Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to the Healthy Gut Podcast with Rebecca Coombs, the place where you can learn how to achieve a happy, healthy gut. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
Hi, and welcome to episode 95 of the Healthy Gut Podcast. And today I'm joined by the one and only Siobhan Sana. And it's so lovely to have her on the show today. We are talking all about her event, which is on at the moment, the Gut and Microbiome Summit. It's day one today of the summit, or coming to the end of the summit. And Siobhan is here to talk to us a little bit about what you could expect when you sign up for free to watch the summit. So welcome, Siobhan. Welcome back to the Healthy Gut Podcast.
Hello, gorgeous. Good to see you and hear you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Rebecca, this is the culmination of the SIBO SOS Summit, the SIBO SOS Summit 2, the IBS and SIBO SOS Summit, the docuseries Digestion SOS Rescue and Relief for IBS, SIBO and Leaky Gut. This is what I've been doing for the past 4 or 5 years now. And mainly actually did the most of that in like 3 years, which is insane. But everybody I was talking to, as you know so well, was talking about the microbiome. So I wanted to expand beyond what's so near and dear to my heart, which always will be. It was just SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and IBS. And so for those IBS and SIBO patients that are listening and you're thinking, oh, the microbiome summit, it's not me. It is you. Because, of course, invariably, I ended up talking about SIBO with all these people. Right? So people who I would normally not talk to SIBO about to SIBO with, you know what I'm saying? I ended up talking to them about SIBO. And it was really, really interesting, the things that they had to say in sort of a wider arena. So this is a summit where you can listen for free every day. There are going to be a series of, it's actually 50 sessions. 10 of them are masterclasses, which means you're getting a half hour of a PowerPoint presentation with people like Dr. Alana Gervich, Dr. Ann Hill. I mean, the list goes on. I'll actually look it up because I can't keep them all straight. But Rebecca, what's so cool is when everyone signs up, immediately they get access to a session I did with Dr. Mark Pimentel of Cedars-Sinai and the MASS program, where if anyone's going to cure SIBO, this is the guy, and Allison Seebecker, also an incredible SIBO specialist. So the three of us got together and talked about what Dr. Pimentel has been up to. And when you sign up, you get that right away for free. And so that talk is a life changer. Really, if you are like Rebecca and myself, and you are nerding out on SIBO and what's going to happen, how can we get control of this condition? You know, what does the future hold? You have to listen to this presentation. So what we also have is Dr. Jason Horalak is on it. We have all kinds of incredible speakers. So Dr. Horalak, I know, is a genius when it comes to the microbiome, as you know so well. And Dr. Christine Schaffner, who works with Dr. Klinghart. So she talks about biological medicine, beyond biological medicine. And she talks about preserving gallbladder health because it's really called the Gut and Microbiome Rescue Summit. I wanted to bring in information about parasites, the gallbladder, the liver, and not just be microbiome because, of course, everything's related. Allison, Dr. Seebecker did a session on SIBO and the microbiome and also referred back to the Dr. Mark Pimentel session we did. Mona Morristein did a masterclass on the gut microbiome and obesity. And Dr. Ann Hill did Understanding the Human Microbiome, and she breaks down probiotic strains. This one was so blow my mind. Carolyn Ladowski, she is a naturopath out of Australia, and she talked about methylation and the microbiome. Whoa, that was really cool. It goes on and on. We've got 50 presentations. Dr. Nirala Jacoby is there talking about surprising things impacting your digestive health. IBD and Crohn's, we talked about that with Joel Spreckman, and did an interview also with Ina. I can't pronounce her last name. But they did, we did a three-way presentation on that. That was really interesting because everybody with IBD and Crohn's has SIBO. You get the idea. It was really good. This is what I've been doing for the past year.
It is, talking yeah. And so, like Siobhan said, if you want to totally nerd out, then you can sign up and watch for free. And what I really like is that there's no cost to join. You can obviously buy the recordings of the summit afterwards at the end, or at the start if you know that you're not going to be able to watch every day and all the content, because there's quite a lot. But I really love tuning in, and there's always something that I learn. Always, every single time that I watch one of your summits, Siobhan, there is always a golden nugget where I'm like, that's so interesting. And I think about it from my own perspective or my coaching client's perspective. I'm like, oh, that was so good. Of course, it makes sense, or whatever it is, whatever the golden nugget has been. So let's talk a little bit about Dr. Pimentel's interview that you do with Dr. Alison Seebecker as well, because it's really like having the king and queen of SIBO together. How exciting.
I know. I was so honored to be part of it. And it was like a last minute thing. I was like, Alison, I think you need to be here for this interview. And I'm so glad she came, because she made it so much richer, and just the way her mind thinks is so good. First of all, we talked a little bit about COVID, which was fascinating. He was talking about Dr. Rezaei's, who's also at Cedars-Sinai in California, idea. He's also one of the speakers, idea about the UV light being put into the body to kill viruses, and potentially even one day killing the overgrowth of the bacteria. So that was fascinating. And the scope that they invented, which is how they're also, this is so important, how they have truly mapped the small intestine's microbiome. So, you know, not so long ago, there was a huge gut project that was supposed to be mapping the microbiome. And ultimately the goal, in my interpretation, is to link the bacteria in the intestines to medical conditions and diseases, and to be able to impact them. So they've been able to do that with some things like diabetes. They've been able to do some correlation, but not tightly enough, with some of the Alzheimer's scenarios and weight. But that's not that was just like little, you know, sort of mist around the main storm of what needs to be figured out. Dr. Pimentel and Dr. Rezaei have been able to map the small intestine. They have been able to declare the bacteria, as an example, the bacteria that causes small intestine bacterial overgrowth. So they are on the cutting edge of being able to truly figure out what is going on there. So he explains it much more eloquently, but it was like a jaw dropper, and really explained a lot of the science to me of what people have been doing and what like those words really mean and what actually has been going on and what the future holds. So there's a lot of UV light hope. There's a lot of linking the bacteria in the small intestine to diseases. And I truly think this, that like, in my brain, after listening to that, I'm like, they're Nobel Prize candidates. I would not be surprised, I'm saying it here in public, if they did not win. That's
there
what I'm saying.
You heard it first on the Healthy Gut Podcast, guys. And it always amazes me, and I'm sure it does for you, Siobhan, that you know there are still so many doctors out there that poo-poo the concept of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or intestinal methane overgrowth, IMO, as Dr. Pimentel is now recommending we call it. And yet we've got these doctors who are really leading the way in research and trying to understand this condition. And then on the flip side, we've got doctors who say, oh, SIBO is not a thing, it doesn't exist. And you must hear that a lot amongst your own community, because you've built a really large community of SIBO folk and practitioners as well. It's really frustrating, isn't it, that there are people out there that just don't believe it.
It is frustrating. And I do hear that all the time in the SIBO SOS Facebook community. And it still surprises me. I have to be very careful to like not think that everybody knows what it is, right? Because it's easy to take that for granted because that's what I, you know, live, eat, breathe, think all the time. But it saddens me when I hear about people who go to doctors and they won't test them or they won't retest them after they've done a treatment, where I see people typing up, yep, I need to find a new doctor, or worse, I don't know how to find a new doctor. My doctor doesn't believe in SIBO. And then they just, it's so defeating that they don't even go to try to find a new doctor. They're, you know, is everybody like this? You know, that's very a natural response to that. Like, I thought my doctor was good. Well, maybe they are good at some things, but they're not good at this. So that's why the SOS and SIBO SOS has come to be, you know, save ourselves. I'm all about working with the practitioners, but there's a lot of things that we can do ourselves, as you know.
There really are. And so let's talk through, like, someone who's interested, they're either listening to the podcast or watching us on their YouTube version of the podcast, and they're like, that sounds really good. So I've got the show link in the show notes. I've got the links to sign up. But what happens? So someone comes and registers for it, and then what can they expect? That's a good question, hey? I've got loads more just like this coming up after this break. We'll be back in a moment. In the show notes, I've got the links to sign up. But what happens? So someone comes and registers for it, and then what can they expect?
Well, what you will expect is you sign up and you will get instantly the free gifts of the shocking revelations about your microbiome with Dr. Mark Pimentel. That's that presentation I was just talking about. The presentation of Dr. Ali Rezai, The Microbiome Discoveries That Will Change Your Life. It's a lofty title, but it was true. And then Exciting New Frontiers of the Microbiome. And that's from Dr. Jason Harlack and Masterclass. So it is that half hour PowerPoint presentation, like you were attending a medical conference, from Dr. Ann Hill, Understanding the Human Microbiome. And I always encourage the speakers to give name brands, practical tips, so and make it very real and practical versus just sort of esoteric and sciencey. So you get all of those for free. You get, that's, you know, whether you do anything else or not. So that's worth signing up for. And then every day, starting on September 7th, you will get a series of those, access to a series of some of the interviews I was just talking about. That's day one, day two, day three. It takes you all the way through the week. And every day you're getting a combination of those interviews and masterclasses. I'm trying to change up the summit model a little bit by adding these masterclasses to take people a little bit more in depth. And if you decide to buy it, great. I would, because it's freaking affordable for what you're getting. It's like ridiculously affordable. I didn't set the price. I honestly know what's in here, so I probably wouldn't have set it so low, but Health Talks Online, which is the platform I use, they're partners with me to co-produce. I do all the, you know, the content, and then they help me deliver it. They have a series of prices that they, you know, that's their format, and that's fine, because it great, more people can have access to it. But the masterclasses alone are worth more than the price of the summit, because we charge $59 at SIBO SOS for a masterclass, and you're getting 10. So it's like $590 worth of masterclasses. And the summit, depending on which package you buy, is, you know, obviously a lot less than that.
Yeah, wonderful. So guys, if you're interested in signing up, and I really recommend you do, because it's free to watch, and you can choose whether you want to purchase afterwards. That's absolutely up to you. You're not forced to. You can tune in every day for free if that's all you want to do. But head to the show notes and on thehealthygut.com/podcast, and I've got the link there, or open up your app wherever you're listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, and you'll see the link in there, and you can sign up right now. Now, I recommend you go and do it now, because it's day one. You don't want to miss out on any content. And, you know, you want to get in there and start watching straight away. So go and click that link. Now, Siobhan, you've got something really exciting coming up as well in the first quarter of next year. What is it?
Okay. My book is coming out and it's called Healing SIBO. And you can, by the time September 7th, you know, is happening, it may very well already be on Amazon for pre-order, but it is, that will be happening in the next few weeks. And it is everything I've learned over these past couple of years, several years, about SIBO. And you're in it, Rebecca, by the way. And I quote all the speakers I've been talking to, which is now well over 100. And it's taking you through the algorithm that was originally created by Dr. Pimentel and then added onto by Dr. Steven Sandberg Lewis and Dr. Allison Seebecker, of testing and treatment and retesting and avoiding relapse, all the usuals of what people need to know about when it comes to SIBO, everything I wish I had known when I first started my SIBO journey, and a lot of practical tips about how to get through the day with SIBO, how to find that doctor, how to troubleshoot step by step, and some delicious recipes, and it's a manual on how to get through SIBO. That's exactly what it is.
Wow, that is so exciting. And I was recording an interview just before, actually, with, so for those of you who regularly listen, wait till you hear episode 99, and that is a real life story with one of my coaching clients. And we were talking about when I first heard about SIBO, which was 5.5 years ago now, there was nothing available. And that's why I created The Healthy Gut, because I was desperate for some support, some resources. I wanted to know there were other people like me. I felt so alone because none of my friends had SIBO or knew about it. I was the first in my world to have heard about this condition. So to now have these summits that you can tune into, the online communities, like you've got your Facebook communities, I've got mine, other people have theirs. There's plenty of blogs now where you can read about people's experiences. There's recipe sites. I've got my cookbooks. We've got the lovely Christy Reagan's got her cookbooks. It's really great that there's now so much more out there to help the person when they're first diagnosed.
You know, you're right. I went through the same thing that you did. We both had it since we were five. Our stories are very similar in so many ways. And that's why we are so happy, right? We're so happy when we're fulfilling our mission. They say people who are working towards their goals are happiest. And not necessarily once you've achieved your goals, but when you're working towards them. And since there are a billion people, there are plenty of goals still to be had who have SIBO. So I wanted to do what you were just talking about of solving the dilemma of the lack of information, the lack of proper information, and connecting the, you know, fellow patients to the proper information. And I lost so much of my life, so much time, energy, and money in not having the proper information. So thanks to you and the work that I'm doing with the summits between the two of us and Dr. Seebecker and Dr. Pimentel and Christy Regan and some of our other friends, we are getting the word out, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. We're at almost 2 million views now.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. What an achievement. And that's 2 million views of people learning about what's going on in their gut. And even if there's just that one light bulb moment for somebody, and that's why I do the podcast as well, then that helps people to go back to their doctor or find a new doctor and say, I feel like this really resonates with me. I'd really like to investigate this or that. And you know, I often talk about the time I flew myself to Portland, Oregon to attend a SIBO conference at NUNM. I turned up on my own. I didn't know anybody. I met Allison Seebecker for the first time, which was like meeting a hero. I was so excited. And I'm so honored to now be able to call her a friend. And I sat there and, you know, that real light bulb moment for me was listening to Larry Wern talk about adhesions. And I was in tears in the back row going, oh my God, that's me. That's me. Adhesions are part of my picture. And now that I know about it and I'm treating them and it's making such a difference, it's just wonderful to be armed with more knowledge and information that you can then start to implement in your life and really feel like you've got control over your health and your gut. And that is empowering.
It's all about the action you take, right? The next right action. You can have all the information in the whole world, and if you don't take action, big whoop. As a matter of fact, the good news is you have more responsibility. The bad news is you have more responsibility, right? Because now you know better, so you have to do better, and on and on and on. So what I hope everybody takes away from today is to be inspired, to continue to step forward, to continue to claim their lives back, and to acknowledge that they are worthy of being well, and to make a commitment. Watch some of the microbiome rescue. At least watch Dr. Pimentel, Dr. Rezai, and Dr. Allison Seebecker if you have SIBO. And those are all parts of the free gifts, whether you watch another thing or not. So at the very least, watch those, and they will be transformational for you. And it can be overwhelming, so I understand that. What I love is that you can watch them over and over again and take a little bit here, a little bit there, play them in the background when you're vacuuming and doing the dishes and stuff, and you'll get those light bulb moments, I promise. So thank you for having me, Rebecca.
My pleasure, Siobhan. So guys, do sign up. It's day one today of the Gut and Microbiome Rescue Summit. You'll learn so much. It's free to sign up. And let me know if you're tuning in, because I'll be watching every day, and we can talk about what we learn together. So pop them in the comments on either my podcast page or the YouTube channel, wherever you're watching this. And Siobhan, I hope you'll come back and talk to us more about your book when it launches, so we can go through it in more detail. I'd love to really share that, delve into that more with my listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. I will take you up on that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait. You know, I started all of this because about 4 or 5 years ago, I wanted to write a book. And then I realized how hard it was to write a book. So for me, doing a summit was easier than a book. So it's a good full circle. So whether you're kinesthetic or an audio learner or whatever, we've got you covered. So between this podcast with Rebecca and her coaching, her cookbooks, which by the way, if you don't have them yet, you should get them immediately. They're phenomenal. And one of the very first purchases I made because I was freaking hungry. We've got resources for you. So there's a lot of hope. Do not be discouraged and know that you're not alone.
Exactly. And you'll be so thrilled, Siobhan, that the cookbook I'm working on at the moment is my SIBO for vegetarians and vegans. And Siobhan's a vegetarian. So lots of veggie-based meals for those that don't eat animal protein. So, and I used to be that person as well. So I'm really looking forward to getting that cookbook out. But like you say, oh gosh, it's a lot of work. You forget. It's like, I'm assuming it must be like childbirth, that you forget what, you know, the pain of going through writing a book until you're doing it again. And then you think, what am I doing? And then it always happens to me. I will have a moment of a crisis of confidence where I think, what am I doing? Why am I writing another book? No one needs to see another book from me. And always I get an email that universe says, you need to hear this. And I get an email ping into my inbox, and it's someone saying, I found you online. I've been following your recipes. You've saved my life. I can now eat. I'm so thrilled that I've got all these delicious recipes to choose from. And that has literally happened every cookbook I've made. And I'm like, thank you, universe. You just reminded me why I need to keep writing books. But well done, Siobhan, on writing your book. And I can't wait to read it. And we'll come back together and go through it in more detail and share more contents of it with my listeners. But guys, sign up to day one, Gut and Microbiome Rescue Summit. It's on now. It's running this week. And I'll be there watching too. Thanks, Siobhan. Thanks for coming on to the Healthy Gut Podcast once again.
Thanks, Rebecca.
See you soon. So guys, that was Siobhan Sana and talking all about their Gut and Microbiome Rescue Summit. Do head to the show notes where you'll get the link to sign up for free. Absolutely no commitment to pay to watch that. But if you want to be able to watch it in your own time, then by all means, you're welcome to purchase all of those interviews and watch it in your own time. I'll be tuning in. So like I said, do let me know if you're tuning in too. And don't forget, as always, you can get the transcription from today's episode and all of the episodes from season 3. To do so, you just need to be a member of the Healthy Gut Podcast. It's free to sign up, and you can do so at thehealthygut.com sibo.org/podcast. Or if you're ever having any troubles with the access to that, just send us an email at info@thehealthygut.com. I look forward to bringing a new episode to you next week.
You've been listening to the Healthy Gut Podcast with your host, Rebecca Coombs. To learn more about the Healthy Gut or our podcast, head to thehealthygut.com/podcast. We would like to thank Red Lemon Productions for the production and original music score of this podcast. To find out more about their services, head to redlemonproductions.com. The Healthy Gut Podcast is a production of The Healthy Gut. Thanks for listening.